These are the sounds of the Chivac Comets in practice mode. They're squeezing in one final practice before their state tournament starts. And they need that practice. Chivac's season has only been a few weeks long.
We're in a lockdown until March 1. And so prior to our regionals, we only had 2 weeks of practice. And before state, this is, you know, third week of practice.
That was assistant coach Mary Ulron. She used to be head coach, but switched with coach Priscilla Machan earlier this year after she adopted a baby. The two coaches have been working together for nearly a decade. They joke that Ulron, who's Yupik from Mountain Village, is the English coach, while Priscilla is the Chupik coach. Ulron says this tournament will test a strategy that was set in place years ago. They've been training the girls to be aggressive since they were elementary students, to go in for the steal instead of just standing back and waving their arms to block the ball.
They're really aggressive. We did a fundraiser and bought everybody knee pads. We encourage them to dive for the ball and really go for the ball.
The knee pads are on as I watch the Comets practice. All those years of coaching appear to be paying off. The Comets are about half graduating seniors now, and they won their regional tournament this month for the first time in 11 years. And this will be the coaches' first time at the state tournament in their decade of coaching.
It's a really big deal for us. We were getting a lot of criticisms at home for losing, but we saw potential, and we knew that they could do it, and they definitely did. They really proven themselves to be the team that we've always hoped to have.
Some of the seniors went to boarding school for part of high school, but are now back on the team, basically reuniting a version of the team that has been playing together since a winning season back in middle school.
Our seventh grade year, we were undefeated with the kind of the team we have right now.
14-0.
Yeah. And the way we play ball together, really good. Really good.
That's Haley Ulron and Anya Pingayak. They also shouted out to Chivac during their interview with me.
We wouldn't have been here if it weren't for the community to vote.
If it weren't for the community.
Yeah, so.
Why is that?
They put out a petition for the community to vote to have a season or not.
And, like, everyone voted yes. We convinced our principal to let us have ball season. And it was tough, but, like, we fought for it. We did it.
And it's a good thing we did, because we're region champs.
Yeah, we got so lucky.
The girls say the basketball season has been a bright spot in their pandemic year, a year that has struck Chivac particularly hard. The village has weathered high COVID case rates. A third of the community tested positive for the virus, and the school superintendent died from complications with the disease. A recent fire destroyed the community's old school and cut off running water and sewer to about 20 homes, including Coach Mary Ulron's. There's a search currently on pause for two men who went missing the same day as the fire. Senior Ashley Ulron says their team making it to state helps.
It, like, brightened our town.
She had rolled her ankle earlier on the court, but it was feeling better after Coach Priscilla Machan stepped in with a traditional Chupik healing method at the bench. She was pressing on the bottom of her foot, looking for and curing the spots that revealed injury.
You know how to feel for the muscles and where they're tight?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's like I'm their nurse in a Chupik way.
Machan also says she teaches the girls traditional Chupik life skills, known as Chuyarak, when they're away at tournaments. She pauses occasionally in her speech to encourage the scrimmaging girls on the court.
I also counsel them while we're on the trips. We do life skills too on our trips. She does the English one and I do the traditional one. I love these girls.
The coaches and the girls all think they have a shot at winning their section, 2A, which represents Alaska's bigger villages. Coach Mary Ulron says their biggest rival is Point Hope, who has had a longer season of practice but is on the other side of the bracket. If they face them, it will only be during the championship game. The Chivac Comets' first game in the tournament starts today at 6 p.m. They'll be facing Toke. To stream the game and to find out more information about tournament schedules, head to the Alaska School Activities Association's website. In Anchorage, I'm Olivia Eberts.